We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
Okay, so thanks for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through the Facebook message you sent us?
Okay. Well, yeah. I recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
Yes, my wonderful fiance. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But here's the hiccup. Immediately after announcing our engagement to our families, mm-hmm. My future sister-in-law took me aside and had a serious chat with me. Oh. She says she is saving up to get breast implants. It doesn't want us to marry until she gets it done. Because she doesn't want to look bad in the photos. And here's the thing. She's 2 years away from saving up to get the breast implants. And she wants to look perfect in the wedding photo. And sure. She says she'll be heartbroken if we get married against her wishes.
Oh, okay.
So what does your fiance think about all this? Is he cool with this? Does he think this is a good idea?
Well, the trouble is my fiance says we should hold off.
Really?
Because he knows his sister is going to cause tons of problems. He hates confrontation. He doesn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want the family drama. Plus, he says we live together, so we're kind of already living as a married couple.
Oh. And
I get that. But here's the thing. He said, okay, if I don't want to hold off on the wedding, we could just pay for her breast implants. Am I just crazy for wanting to marry into this family?
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe that he's considering holding off on the wedding for 2 years.
I can't even believe it. But, I mean, I don't want to cause a war over our wedding.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hold off my wedding so that my sister-in-law's boobs look good? I mean,
sounds so crazy to say.
Right.
And the thing is, it's a wedding. So it's like, Amy, you're going to have to, these are people that are going to be in your life forever. So this is a delicate balance. So anyways, hang out. We got a bunch of people texting in. Maybe we can help with how you approach this next. Okay.
Okay.
Christy texts in and says, this is your first sign of how the rest of your life is going to go.
Oh, I know. Wow. I know, but you know what? I get that it's like you're marrying him, not the family, but still.
Dan suggests talking to the parents about it. Like, yo, get your daughter in check.
That is a good point.
She
may not. Like, she needs to kind of prepare herself for the fact she's not going to have, like, a picturesque, perfect relationship with her sister-in-law.
But at least her sister will have a perfect chest.
That's great.
502-571-9970. It's Free Therapy. We talked to Amy. She is getting married. Yay. Her fiance is excited, but her wedding may be delayed 2 years because her future sister-in-law, aka her fiance's sister, is wanting breast implants and needs to save the money to get them so she looks good in her wedding photos.
Okay. I cannot believe, first of all, that the sister-in-law is going to be so unbelievably selfish, and B, that the groom is fine with it because he wants to avoid drama.
Yeah. A bunch of people texting in and commenting at 502-571-9970. Janice says the sister should just buy those bra inserts, make herself feel like she's already had the surgery. Problem solved. She can afford them now. Yeah. What are they called? Chicken cutlets? Put the little chicken cutlets in there? Something like that?
Uh-huh. Oh, got another text. Maybe the future sister-in-law should work on a better personality and get married herself so she can look great in her own photos.
Oh, my. Star says, I know this isn't ideal to have the best of both worlds, but go ahead and pay for her boob job so you can get married sooner, and then she's saving up to pay you back instead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. If they got the means, maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe if they've got the means, but.
But it's tough because, I mean, weddings are expensive. So you're already, like, paying for all of that, you know, if they are taking on some of that expense themselves and not, like, the parents doing a lot of it. Courtney chimes in and said, Amy, you just need to meet in the middle, buy her a bombshell bra from Victoria's Secret. Push those bad boys up. Sorry to say, but your future sister-in-law is going to be a monster-in-law. Usually it's the moms, but I guess you just got lucky.
So I am surprised at how many people are saying cut and run. Because remember at the end, Amy was just like, am I crazy for marrying into this family? There are so many people who are commenting that are saying it's never going to change. You need to leave. Like, people are vicious. Like, what if, like, she's marrying the fiancé.
That is easier said for the people that are standing outside the situation looking in. I mean, it's, you know, it's, he could be an amazing guy.
Maybe.
He just happens to have a little crazy surrounding him in the family. Mm-hmm. But you are marrying him, not the family, but you do need to figure out a way to make that work, too.
I mean, maybe she is marrying into the family. Hey, I tell you what. You come
we
and
all live together.
So, yes, a conversation needs to be said, but you can comment, you can let your voice be heard on Facebook or Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to continue commenting. But either way, I think, she's got to approach it with the sister, and there's got to be some sort of middle ground where she can get married on her timeline and the sister can feel good about the situation too, because yes, it is a lifetime and the sister's going to be a part of their life because family, it's family, you know?
Here we go. Just send her this tape. We'll send her a little MP3.
Ah, there you
go. Just like, you know what? Let us be the bad guys in our little peanut gallery telling you like it is, and then maybe it'll spark some sense into her, right?
You know, I mean, is it wrong to want to see a picture of the wedding after it happens?
No. In fact, I want to be invited.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to continue commenting, that's free therapy.